Welcome to Radio Karam. My name is Marcus Mulcahy, and today we're at a very, very special event. It's the launch of the 2016-17 Karam Surf Life Saving Year, and we're here with Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent to have you back on Radio Karam again, Kathy. Now, Kathy, tell us about today. What are we expecting to see?
Today we've got the start of nippers, which has just kicked off now. So we've got probably about 70 nippers on the beach at the moment for our first day of nippers. We've got patrols kicking off at 12 o'clock for the first day of the patrol season as well.
Now, there's lots of kids here, and there's all sorts of age groups. There's some quite young kids as well too, aren't they? What age groups are they?
Yeah, so our nippers go through from under sixes right up through to under 14. So this year we've got a huge group in under sixes, which is great to see the starting of them coming through.
I was really pleased to see at the start the age manager was talking, making sure all the parents are involved in what's going on here. That's obviously is a big connection, parents, kids, with the club. That's something that you're really pushing, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We're a complete volunteer, 100% volunteer organisation. So without parents putting their hands up and helping, volunteering to give us a hand, and we've got age managers and team managers, officials, patrol members. Without them, we just wouldn't cope as a club.
It's an overcast day, but there's still a lot of kids here. Now, he also mentioned, the age manager, that the plan is for quite a big program through this whole summer, including carnivals. What's that all about?
So the aim for especially our older nippers, but our younger nippers can do it as well. We have carnivals that they attend, so there's a selected number of carnivals throughout the year. So the idea is we get them all with their water safety, their awareness, beach awareness. We teach them about the beach, but we also teach them about carnival skills and competition skills as well, so they can go and attend competitions and carnivals at different beaches and get experience during beach carnivals and water carnivals.
So what sort of carnivals do they travel to? Do they travel far and wide or...?
Yeah, there's bay and surf, so they'll go down up to the Great Ocean Road to do some surf carnivals this year as well, and they'll attend the state carnivals, which off the top of my head I can't think where the state championships is this year, but last year it was Warrnambool, so...
God, quite a bit of travelling then. And how many kids would normally go to a carnival such as that?
It varies on who has qualified. They have to have qualifications to be able to and do set assessments before they're eligible for. But last year we used to have about 20 or so attending, up to 20 members attending, which is great.
That's a lot. Now, to become a member, what's the process? I was talking to Ben at the start and he mentioned that it's a bit different these last couple of years. You don't necessarily have to rock up on the day. You can do something online. Is that right?
Yeah, so if you go to our website for Karam Surf Life Saving Club, you can register online to become a member. Anyone over the age of 18 must have a working with children's check, but otherwise you register online, pay your fees, and then you can turn up, purchase your uniforms, and you're all good to go.
Excellent. Now, it's every Saturday the kids will be down here, and is there like a trend, a succession plan for the kids to become surf lifesavers? Is that how it works here?
Yeah, so every Saturday morning between 10:30 and 12 we run our nippers program. There is a succession plan, so the older you get, so from under 13s upwards, you can start creating and doing your surf rescue certificates and surf skills to become lifesavers if you wish. We start teaching the skills of CPR and what's required as a lifesaver, and we take them through looking at the different aspects of the beach and the water and the dangers of it. So it is a real succession plan to try and get them to come up and through into being full patrol members like us.
And also, it was that parent involvement is obviously really crucial, because he mentioned at the start how there's lots of fruit and barbecue and all sorts of groovy stuff going on for kids and parents. What's that all about?
So at the end of each nipper sessions, we usually have some fruit for the kids to have a snack on. We run a sausage sizzle as well for sausages, just as a bit of something to eat, and you can stand around and have a chat, and it's a way that while the kids are playing, the parents can have a chat and get to know everyone as well. So it's a great way, just a social side of things as well as the side of the club for nippers and patrols.
It is a very social club, lots of things going on all the time. Look, I'm going to enjoy the rest of the day. This is how long will this go on for, do you think, this morning?
Nippers will go through till about 12:30. Patrols will set up, we'll be signing on at 12. For the season, we'll go through to 5:30 today on patrol.
Thank you, Catherine, for being involved in today in Radio Karam today. It's great to have you guys involved, and you do a magnificent job for the community of Karam, so thank you.
Thank you for coming down and supporting us.
Good on you, Catherine. Well, folks, we've got the president of the Carrum Surf Life Saving Club with us today. Ben has been on Radio Carrum many times, and Ben, this is a great day for the club.
It's a brilliant day, and welcome back again, Marcus. It's always great to have Radio Carrum down here. It's an overcast day. It's possibly not the best weather we could have asked for. Maybe the weather we had yesterday might have been a bit better, but it is Melbourne. Give it 5 minutes, we'll probably have bathing sunshine. It's a brilliant day for the club. We're really excited to get the season started again. We've got nippers this morning, we've got our patrols kicking off this afternoon, so it's a great day.
The Carrum Surf Life Saving Club is a thing, isn't it? It's a thing in the community. You can see how many people here, parents and kids, but it's something that's really attracting a whole community to something very special about our area.
Yeah, and I think you see it in everything that the beach, the Carrum community, Carrum Patterson Lakes community, really connect with the beach. You go to any sort of the online forums and all that sort of stuff, they always have photos of the beach as their cover shots. And I won't get too controversial, but even like when you look at Skyrail and people talking about what's important to them, one of the things that comes out is we're really connected to our beach and we love the beach. And I suppose we see ourselves as a bit of a guardian of the beach, and we're really proud of our part in that, being part of the community and being part of the wider community, going to the Dawn service and those sort of things. I think we're part of the community.
Nice work, Ben. Look, Catherine gave us a whole detail about what's going on today. But thank you very much for once again doing this for our community. And thanks for coming on Radio Carrum. Enjoy the rest of your day, Ben.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Good luck with the season.
Thank you.